I'm John Bosco McMahon from Cork Littleton.
John, where did you get the nickname Bosco?
The name Bosco came from Australia, I think. My grandfather was out in Australia. Mm-hmm. And when he came back, he bought a farm in Ballybunnan and he bought a farm here. He'd been working then, like, you know, and then he come in here. There was no one living here. And I came here 42, 3 years ago. My father then was an only son. And he was christened Mike Bosco McMahon as well. Oh. And I'd be John Bosco McMahon.
Oh, very good.
So that's how the name came.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah, and it's amazing, and it stuck on, like, you know.
Will it stick on for years again?
Oh, I'd say so. My young fella's called Sean Bosco, you know.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it amazing? And Peter and I have two boys and a girl, and they'll be called Boscos again as well. Now, isn't it funny?
And how many years have you been living here?
I'm living here 42 or 3 years now. Okay. But I was born inside in Ballybunnan near the church. There's a caravan park there on my old home. It's the oldest house, as a matter of fact, in Ballybunnan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And was there many of you?
There were six boys and one girl. That's three boys dead now. Oh. Three boys alive and one girl. She's still, and she's the oldest.
And what was life like then?
Life was very good then. Mm-hmm. Sure, Ballybunnan was outstanding. That time we had a dance hall there, the central ballroom. Mm-hmm. And it was on 7 nights a week. The one band playing there for 3 months of the year, the same band every night, Morris Mulcahy. And the smallest crowd that would be there would be 3,000. And that would be every night of the week. Monday night would be as big as Sunday night. You had from 3,000 to 3,500. I think there was 4,000 recorded there one time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Central Ballroom. Matt Sullivan had owned it. And you had the Atlantic Inn. After that, there was 3 dance halls with the ballerina. And you had Coyley's East End. Mm-hmm. But the Central Ballroom was the spot. If we were coming up the street, when the road should be going down to the centre, we'd have to turn and go with the crowd of people. It was unreal.
And were you a good dancer?
Right, I was trying. You know, I loved all dancing. I loved the dancing.
Now, tell me a bit about you and donkeys. Where did that all start?
Oh, geez, I love the donkeys since I was about 7 or 8 years of age. Mm-hmm. I've been mad for donkeys and ponies since I was very young, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And why was that?
You know, in the name of God. My father liked all horses and things as well, like, you know, and my grandfather, so I'd say it was the bug for horses and donkeys in the blood. Mm-hmm. All them things, I'd say, and all genes, like, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd breed all horses to sell them and that, share them, and I'd done a lot of pony racing. Mm-hmm. I had a great pony one time. He was famous. A pony called the Rake. He'd be well known around back in Uruguay. He won in Dingle for years and that, yeah. And all the jockeys had to go on him. I have a reward I got for him. Can I show you that?
Yeah, do. Oh, isn't that gorgeous? So that was Ballydunahoo in 1994, the Parish Awards. What exactly was that for?
For the Rake. For having the Rake, like, and all the races he won.
And how many races did he win?
Oh, Jesus, you can make it up. For 6 or 7 years, anyhow, he averaged about 25 or 6 races a year.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was winning both days in Dingle. Mm-hmm. And he was meeting different horses every day he went out.
Yeah.
Even from Wales. They came from Wales, you know.
And did you ever, you know, ride any horses or anything?
Oh, I did. I used to ride that Rake the whole time. I trained him here myself at home. Mm-hmm. I used to take him to the beach. I often took him when I'd be for Dingle. I'd take him in the morning and the evening to Ballybunnan at the Bale to the beach. Mm-hmm. I'd canter him in the beach and I'd done a lot of work out in the water with him. Kept him out deep in the water, not swimming, but pulling in the water. It was great for the muscles and great for the leg.
And to this day right now, you have 7 donkeys. So what's your love with the donkeys and the donkey derbies over the years?
Mad for the donkeys. I have 4. There is 4 donkeys back in Ballydough. You pasture them now.
Okay.
Grazing. I have a mare donkey back to field there. And I, like I said, I use one of them every second day, taking out hay to the horses back to Lenn. I rip up the bale of hay, into the cart, and off he goes with his load of hay.
Aww.
And he won a lot of derbies too, the one I have. He's getting old now, but he's still as fresh as a daisy.
How old is old?
He's 20.
Really?
He's 20. Oh, but a donkey's on in his prime at 20. Okay. A first cousin of mine had a donkey in Ballybunnan, and he lived to be 41 or 2.
Really?
A donkey'd make 30, no bother.
And how was that?
You know, the donkey and the mule and the genet have a long lifespan.
They say that donkeys are very emotionally intelligent, though. Would you agree?
Oh, they are. Donkeys as clever as a pet fox. Yeah.
What makes them so clever?
You could train an old donkey to do anything, like, you know.
Yeah.
And they're a pit, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what are your donkeys' names?
Barnacek. The Knight of Argonne was the good donkey there. The Knight of Argonne. And Neil, I called the mare donkey. And Jack and Bill. I've names in them all.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Names in them all. Yeah. Names in them all. The donkey derby in 1955 in the Stola, I think it was the first one. I was there. So I'm around the good bit. The donkey in the store, the donkey derby in the Stola was as good as any night day of the races in the Stola. I suppose there'd be 3,000 people in the square in the Stola the night of the donkey derby. Mm-hmm. And donkeys came from all over the country. Cork, Limerick, came down from the north.
Do you have any days in particular from the donkey derbies that stands out to you in your memory?
And the only thing I remember about donkey derbies is inclined to fight now and again. If I thought I wouldn't get in fair play,
yeah,
I'd be inclined to rise a row.
Okay.
But Tralee, like I say, was outstanding as well.
Mm-hmm.
But all the Carnivals, we'd say Belly Longfoot and Bale and, you know, Finnoo, there were donkey derbies every year. But it's a pity they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gone, I'd say, for good now with insurance. Because there was a great one there in Spencil Hill every year, and they weren't allowed running it all now for the last couple of years. And there was another great derby in Barragoan. It was £1,000 for the win in Barragoan.
Oh, wow.
And going back to 1955 in the Stole. It was 100 for one at that time in 1955. And it came up to 300 or 400 and 500 before they done away with him. Oh. And that was ran in the street in the store, I suppose. It was dangerous. Although there was no one ever hurt or anything there.
Mm-hmm.
They was running down Church Street, yeah. Stopped above at the graveyard and down into the square.
Yeah.
The roaring and the crowds of people, you couldn't imagine it. Whether there's any videos of it or not, no, I couldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
But those great times.
Mm-hmm. And you have a few trophies here in front of me that you won a couple of years back. So tell us about those.
This is the one now that the last donkey we had. He's dead now, the night of Argonne. He won that.
Okay. And what did he win that for?
A donkey in Tralee. He won that.
Mm-hmm.
In Tralee. And then he won this 3 years in a row. This was a record because any donkey never won it 3 years, one after the other.
Mm-hmm.
And this donkey won it. And so my own son that was riding him, the lad, know who rode him, maybe he rode him too. I think it was the Jimmy Goggin that rode him the first time he won. And my own young fella then rode him after, and he got the trophy for winning it, the same donkey, winning it 3 years in a row.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, you must have been so proud.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I know, big old Clifford old donkey'd win, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a big team and he'd win.
When you were younger, you were farmers, were you?
Yeah, farmers.
I mean, did you make your own vegetables and spuds and everything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'd done a lot of tillage in Ballyburnham because we supply hotels and things.
Oh, very good. What was that like?
Well, very good. I tried to have the spuds as early as you could for the hotels. We often sat spuds in February, you know, the 17th and 18th of February in Ballyburnham. The ground was very dry in Ballyburnham, like, you know.
Oh, very good. And when could you take them up then?
Oh, I deliver them down to Alaskan Car or Pawnee Car. We live near the town, you see. We're on just on top of the town.
Yeah.
And we supply milk in from home, like, you know. There'd be about 24 or 5 getting milk out of us morning and evening for years when we were growing up.
And were you delivering them?
So there was always a big old pan and in there. You'd be putting more fish in, grabbing a few coppers out of the thing.
Aww.
But we have milk for the winter as well. We have so many cows calving knocked over to supply the customers for the winter months, like, you know.
And were the winter months harder?
Oh, to the course, yeah, yeah. You had to milk morning and evening. This is full time. You had no break. We were milking someone winter that time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be milking as many, maybe 7 or 8 cows for the supply.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be changes. No pasteurising or no nothing. I think the people are way healthier. So that's the story, you know.
That's the story.